So Dollar Tree has a recall.
Oh no, Dollar Tree. Someone spent a dollar on something and now they want it back?
So more than 140,000 candles sold at Dollar Tree have been recalled.
Why? Do they have no wick? Like what could possibly have been recalled about it?
Fire hazard. A candle has been recalled for a fire hazard.
I'm sorry. Did you say a candle? Aren't you supposed to light them on fire? Or am I missing something?
143,000 candles labeled peaceful steam and moonlight waves can cause fires. You are urged to not light the candle. Really?
Oh, my God.
And call the 800-876-8697 for a full refund and then bring your candle back because the candle could cause a fire.
I would just, you know, it's only a dollar. It would cost me more in gas to get back over there. I would just throw it in the trash. Just throw it in the trash. Don't waste your money, your gas money, going all the way back to the dollar store.
But aren't fireplaces a fire hazard? Gas stoves, a fire hazard. I mean, how can every
matches are a fire hazard.
How can every candle not be a fire hazard?
You're right. Every candle is a fire hazard. That's a very good point.
Bath and Body Works should be closed down because all they sell are fire hazards. I mean, it just hit me going, that's not right.
Yeah, cigarettes, fire hazard.
Right. You shouldn't be able to smoke a cigarette because why? It's on fire.
It's on fire.
The candle is on fire. Birthday candles. Fire hazard. We know this when we light the candle. If we don't blow this out, it could burn our house down. We know this. Are we going to have to put labels on candles? Cause fire hazard.
Well, apparently we do have to put labels on certain things. Did you hear about that girl that got electrocuted by her iPhone in her tub?
No.
Yes. So she's in her tub on her iPhone and her battery is dying. So she goes to charge it and she plugs in the phone and then it drops into her tub. She got electrocuted.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you.
So she plugged it in, dropped it. So then the bathtub is now connected to the wall.
Yep. It's like dropping a toaster. Joan Rivers used to have I worked for Joan Rivers, which is why I'm bringing this up. She used to have this joke that she said that she suspected her parents hated her because her bath toys were a radio and a toaster.
I'm going to take a shower. Take your phone. Sorry.
You want to microwave something while you're in the shower, honey?
I just love that teenagers can even take a bath without having their phone in the bathtub. I mean, you have to be with your phone at all times.
Yeah, apparently. It's a danger. But that's what I'm saying. You were saying like people don't realize that candles cause fire. They also need to realize that anything electric should not be in your tub.
When you're taking a tub, leave the electric things away. You know what? Put the candle next to the tub. That's fine, but not the iPhone.
I bought a hair dryer and it came with a warning that said, do not use this while you're in the shower or the bathtub. I was like, really? You got to tell people that?
Mm-hmm.
You have to put that on a hair dryer and let people know not to do this while they're in the shower?
There's a reason why that has the thing on it because somebody did it. Somebody said they're taking a shower saying, I bet if I dried my hair at the same time I'm washing my hair, I could get done quicker.
Yeah, and that's why your iPhones are going to be coming with a warning now. I'm just telling you.
On the back of the iPhone, like a pack of cigarettes. Do not use in tub, stupid.
Do not use in the tub.
Right.
Do not plug in and use in the tub.
Could die.
See, now you made fun of me all these years. This is why I don't shower.
I don't shower. I'm not dead. See? Who's a dummy now?
I don't bathe. I don't take baths. And I don't shower that often. So there you go. And I'm alive.